say,
do it.
Well, we want help, but we'll think about it.
Yeah, I won't get my roof replaced because I really don't want to.
But think about it means they can get themselves into risky areas. But as a professional, all I can do is make that assessment and those recommendations and then hope at some time, either through the help of family or a spouse or a neighbor, they'll allow the help.
Yeah.
Sometimes just going to an adult day program here in Reno 2 or 3 days a week can take somebody out of a risky situation at home, but allow them to still live at home.
Yeah, and they can be happier too.
They're socializing. They're exercising. They're getting their lunch and their snacks, and they're getting their hydration through, you know, through liquids. And so you minimize and mitigate the risky areas.
Because so many of them just sit in front of the TV, yeah, don't they?
If they don't want to be at home.
What do you mean, them? I do that.
Older people. You're out today.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying.
Today's a good day.
Yeah. Carolyn, this is wonderful information, and I wish, we could do a series on this.
Oh.
Because it's very important.
It's very broad.
It's very broad. If someone wanted to get some information from you, just to get an idea of what they could do or some resources, give them your website.
My email address is, because I'm developing my website right now, but my email address is CV, Charlie Victor, which are the initials of my name, 59@charter.net, or they can call me directly at my company, which is Creative Elder Solutions. And if you don't become a client of mine, it's okay. I will always take about 15 minutes, talk to people on the phone.
See what they need, direct them.
Let them know if it's something I can do for them, or if they want to afford a company like mine to do a consultation or an assessment and a plan of care. But if they qualify for a service elsewhere, I will take that 15, 20 minutes, talk to them, and point them in the right direction.
It's very entrepreneurial for you to be doing this.
You know, it's part of what you give to the community. You give back. Yeah. Because what's more important is not, you know, that paycheck at the end of the day, that is important, but what's more important is helping families. And if you've got somebody at risk, point them in the right direction.
And it feels good.
Well, you give them one or two resources and it makes all the difference.
Yeah, it could save their life.
You know, they can always call me back and have a consultation visit, but it's more important to give them the information they need. I'll always take 15 to 20 minutes.
You are great. Thank you so much, Carolyn Vergara. We appreciate you. The founder of Creative Elder Solutions. So if you need some help, some guidance, get a hold of her, 287-1859. Thank you. I'm going to have you back on, Carolyn. Thank you very much. This segment of Better Living being brought to you by Dr. Annette Childs. If you need some psychotherapy, JP, or education,
what was that?
Individual counseling, or families, which we all do. You know, it's a mad, mad world. We just got through talking about that. Go to AnnetteChiles.com or call her at 853-4142. Thank you, Carolyn, very much. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back with some more chatter, just to wrap up the show. Here with Broadview on 1270 The Buzz.
1270 The Buzz.
Save you.
I got to gold with this prescription.
We got to gold with mouthwash.
Go gold with your Wellness Plus card and you'll get 20% off your entire Rite Aid store for a year. Every purchase gets you closer. Every prescription gets you closer, faster. No other pharmacy gives you more value.
We saved almost $100 since we turned gold.
So how are you going to get to gold? Enroll in Wellness Plus, free today, in-store or at RiteAid.com. That's the value of wellness.
Certain limitations apply. Government-funded prescriptions and prescriptions dispensed in New York and New Jersey and certain non-prescription items are not eligible. See your local Rite Aid for details.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, and I'd like to introduce the Yorgage from Quicken Loans. That's right, the Yorgage. Our Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it conforms to your goals. In fact, it's the only fixed-rate home loan that allows you to custom design a term that works best for you, anywhere between 8 to 30 years. So give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-970-2611 or go to quickenloans.com.
Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. Nationwide licensing number 3030.
If you have a son or daughter from second grade through ninth grade, get them registered to attend the Galena Grizzlies basketball camp. For 3 fun-filled days, they'll learn basketball fundamentals from Tom Maurer, the head coach who's won 7 Northern Nevada championships and 1 state championship. This camp is open to both boys and girls from second grade to ninth grade. Get all the information at grizzball.net. That's grizzball.net or call 337-9823. More than 1,000 kids have attended this camp over the years. Get your child in it before it fills up. Call 337-9823. That's 337-9823. Or visit them online at grizball.net. It's the premier fundamentals basketball camp coming up in a few weeks for kids in second grade to ninth grade. Hosted by Coach Tom Maurer of Galena High School. Call 337-9823 for more information and to reserve a place for your child. Call 337-9823 or visit grizball.net.
The Home Depot has made a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans at just $89.88. Valued at $150, you get a ceiling fan for under $90 to keep things cool, a remote control to keep things easy, and a lifetime warranty to keep you from having to replace it down the road. All thanks to a special buy on exclusive Hunter Highberry ceiling fans, just $89.88. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Welcome back to Broadview, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
And my co-host, JP Attitude here. And he was just telling me, Jay, could do this for 3 hours. You think you could talk for 3 hours, JP?
Every day.
Oh, my
gosh. You and me.
Really?
Really.
Think you could?
Be a good show.
Well, you know what? I want to get to your column.
Thank you.
Because he's a professional writer, so it's not a blog. Don't be offended, you bloggers. But he writes a column every week on his website, which is jpattitude.com. And I love the, I really do. I love the way you write. That's really why I contacted you in the very beginning. I knew you were very engrossed in the political world. And you've got everything there on your website. Wonderful links. It's a very busy website, but everything is there. I just love it. So much information.
I added a new candidate this week.
You did?
Thaddeus McCotter. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's one of the new... He's
McCotter?
Running for president, and he made my list of favorite candidates. So he's
Ooh,
on there.
I didn't see that.
He's a Michigan guy, and he's running for president. And he sounds like Abe Lincoln or something. He's really got a neat way of talking.
Well, he doesn't have enough time for everybody to know who he is, does he? Unless he's got a whole lot of money.
Have you ever stayed up late and listened to Fox News, that show they have on in the middle of the night? I can't remember the name.
Have I ever stayed up late?
It's like Red Zone. Or
9:30, you mean? 10 o'clock? Yeah.
Thaddeus McCotter is a guest on there quite often.
So how's he just coming out of the blue? What's he done?
He made himself so popular on that show, and he has such a unique way of addressing issues, such a blunt, right-in-your-face way of saying things that he's...
Seems real.
People start asking him, why don't you run for president? So he decided to do it.
And he has no political background?
He's a Republican. No, he's a congressman.
Oh, okay.
I didn't mention that, did I?
No, I didn't think so. Congressman.
Okay.
In Michigan.
And he's a Republican congressman, but because he's right on the outskirts of Detroit, he's pro-union. You know, you can't be in the Detroit area and be anti-union because...
Well, you can when they close down all the factories there.
So they're kind of already trying to hold that against him. But, you know, I'm not exactly anti-union myself.
No, it's the way they've come about.
That's right.
You know,
it's
the
certain
beginning.
Aspects of the union thing.
Yeah,
right?
It was a good idea to protect the worker.
Right.
And then it got out of hand. It became a money-making machine like everything else in life.
If you're a true libertarian, you have to admit that people have a right to organize as a labor force, just like they have a right to start a business.
And they have a right to speak up for their own rights.
Right.
Speak up for your own rights. Okay, so let's get to your column. Conservatives call modern America the nanny state, but a better name is whiny baby state. What? Why?
Because these laws aren't being imposed. We're asking for them. There's always somebody asking for these new laws.
What laws? Are you talking about laws in particular?
The instigation was what Nevada legislature just did. They passed three laws to protect transgendered and non-conforming gender people, whatever that is.
Non-conforming gender people.
And they passed an anti-cell phone law. Who asked for that? Just stay out of our business.
It's on and on and on.
And then I mentioned the life jacket thing for Kings County. And
what, do you think they should get rid of the seatbelt law?
I do. I don't think there should be a motorcycle helmet law either.
Well, you know, I agree that if they're going to stop, they have to stop with everything, and you just have to use common sense. I now like being locked in my car.
You like to
strap myself in right away.
Started when my younger daughter, Samantha, was 13 years old and came home from school and said, Daddy, my teacher says you should be wearing your seatbelt. I don't want you to die. And that's the day I started wearing a seatbelt, and I have ever since.
But it was your choice.
It was
and
my
choice.
And that's
the whole point, is it's your choice. But then what happens is they say, well, okay, that's your choice, and you'll do good, and you'll do right. But then the person driving next to you, we have to impose it upon them because they're not smart enough to see that that's better for their safety. That's what I don't like.
Right.
I know. Okay. So what else? They're whining. Well,
look at
whining,
the insurance laws. Mm-hmm. You know, the doggone auto insurance thing, it griped the heck out of me when they started that.
It's got all
you
out
have
line.
To buy insurance. It's for your own benefit. And I thought, what the heck is that? Well, now they look what they did. When they passed that mandatory auto insurance thing, everybody who was like me, a libertarian and interested in individual freedom, said, this is just the first step. And look what we did last year. We now made it mandatory to have health insurance.
Yeah,
what's next?
I know it. It is. It's crazy. How do we stop this?
Are they going
to
direct every aspect of our lives?
They are. Yes.
And the reason I wrote the column is there's some whiny baby out there asking for every one of these things.
Concentration camps. USA.
And there'll be some guy out there asking for it.
Yeah.
I want to be in a concentration camp.
I do, because I want to be protected, because I can't make my own choices. Well, they make it look like it's because you're choosing for the other person. It's better to have car insurance because it's like no fault. So now you're covered if they run into your car. Yeah. But I think we'd be more careful, though. Little bumper cars going out there.
Legislators, some of them are the dumbest people in the world, and they think they can run our lives better than we can.
If you want to know more, go to jpattitude.com. He's got the attitude going on, and I like your attitude. Thanks for joining me today, JP.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. Come back next week. We'll have more little tantalizing, testy little stories for you and tidbits from our locals. I'm Jay Davis, and appreciate you coming along with us today on Broadview. You are with 1270 The Buzz, KBZZ, Reno Sparks, an American broadcasting station. CBS News is next.